37 students from 7 high schools around the state came together to participate in a 2-week institute. Steve Clark, CEO of Northwest Arkansas-based company Rockfish, developed Noble along with Clinton School alumni. The Noble Institute program for high school-age students is one of 3 in the newly formed organization, alongside a speaker series and a curriculum handbook. Co-founder Chad Williamson introduced the program.
Faces of parents, faces of community partners, thank you all to the judges for coming out, making time in your day to do this, to check out what we believe is the future.
The students, or scholars as they are referred to in the program, were split up into 9 groups and assigned a community partner. Our House, the Oxford American, and Arkansas Commitment were among them. The students had to develop potential solutions to issues at various organizations. At the end of the 2 weeks, they pitched their ideas to 5 judges, families, and community members.
Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, guys.
The judges deliberated and a winner was chosen based on the skills and ideas the teens learned over the 2-week institute. Jordan Young was a student on the winning team.
If you would ask me like a month ago, like what could you do to change the world, I wouldn't be able to answer that at all. But now I've learned that anybody can make a difference no matter what age, what size, what color, what anything.
Parents' reactions were positive, saying the program is unique in encouraging group learning and team building throughout the 2 weeks. Renisha Ward, student Anthony Ward's mother, says the institute provided her son with valuable tools and skills.
He's always been a dreamer, but I think this program helped him come out of his comfort zone a lot. For him to stand on the stage and to do public speaking was so... my heart was full.
Founder Steve Clark says the program is special.
Because when we set this pilot in motion, it's hard to know where you're going to go with this. You know, seldom ever is public service mentioned in the same breath as entrepreneurialism. And then one of the reasons we wanted to go this route is 2 guiding principles. Healthy things grow and healthy things are sustainable. And that's just not for business. That's just not for deposits. That's for programs that affect change.
Noble Impact started in Arkansas but plans to grow nationwide. It is a national educational initiative with a goal of putting public service and entrepreneurship in every school. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.